morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimek. If you only knew what goes on behind the scenes here, I think it would be very entertaining. Someday we're going to have to get a camera in this
studio. When are we getting a camera, Frank?
It's on the list.
I think we would go viral very quickly around here. But right?
I don't necessarily know viral in a good way, but you know, yes.
Hey, viral is viral, right? That's right.
I think our ratings might go further up.
We amuse ourselves around here, too. Welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimek. We're here from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. I'm joined by Dave Parker and Frank Eliason today. We're going to have some information for you that I want you to hear. But first, let's kick off today with prayer as we do each day. Today, we'll pray the prayer before a day's work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Direct, we beg you, O Lord, our actions by your holy inspirations, and grant that we may carry them out with your gracious assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may begin always with you, and through you be happily ended. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So glad to have you with us today. We have got a great show. Kind of a serious topic on the program today, but one that I really have wanted to talk about because this affects a lot of people. Lisa Duffy will be joining us. She is an author, blogger, speaker. She is a specialist in dealing with divorce, especially her ministry is directed to Catholics. Now, this is a big issue. So many people are affected by this, and really, their lives are oftentimes completely turned upside down. Lisa, for over 20 years, has been working with some of these folks. She has gone through a painful divorce herself. You know, a lot of times, people go through these divorces. They don't want them. They don't want them to happen, but they're forced into these situations. So Lisa's going to, and that was her case. She's very transparent about her experience. She's going to be joining us, and I'm really looking forward to that. We have our usual assortment of music. We have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We have one of Dave Parker's favorite segments, Did You Know?
Oh, yeah.
Dave always loves to be put on the spot, so I always like to.
I think I have backup. Frank is looking at me and smiling.
That's
Frank.
Right.
You're my wingman.
We have the local sports report, but let me get to the big story or the elephant in the room, and I'm not talking about anybody's wing here.
What?
We got snow on the way.
We do. We do. They're calling for a fair amount.
Yeah, let me read this. So we actually have a winter storm warning, and here's the deal. National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued a winter storm warning for snow, which is in effect from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Accumulations, 4 to 6 inches, heavy snow, visibility, quarter mile or less at times. The way it's going to work is rain will overspread the area between midnight and 3 a.m., change to sleet, and then to snow. Impacts, and this is from the National Weather Service, the heavy snow will make many roads briefly impassable and may produce widespread power outages due to the weight of the snow on tree limbs and power lines. Serious business. I mean, it's going to be warm today.
It is, but this is serious. I'm seeing even higher numbers being reported by a number of news services, especially as we get further north, west and north. North and west seems to be the areas that are going to get most hit by this.
Okay, and as a result,
where we sit.
And as a result, you made a decision.
I think ultimately, you know, the safety of employees, safety of people, is of the utmost importance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tomorrow we made the decision that we are going to not have the show live. We're, you know, going to ask our employees not to drive in this. And I think it's important to do that and make that decision as early as possible. But that being said, I think a great decision is we're going to replay an older episode, one you haven't heard in a long time, and one of my favorite episodes. Yeah. Teresa Peterson, she was on November, December, sang live.
I think it was right before Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly.
One of my favorite episodes. She was great.
It was so much fun just having her sing in here. And so, you know, when we were thinking about what's a fun episode to put out there to help keep people's mind off the snow, because, let's face it, people do worry about these things. You know, everybody's going to be running out to buy eggs, milk, getting gas in the car, they don't.
I hear those engines right now.
You know, my wife doesn't eat eggs, but I'm sure we'll buy some eggs, and she won't drive in the snow. So, you know,
how about Scrapple?
I have some at home.
Well, what people should do is when these things happen is a great time to be with the family, to, you know, really touch in a different way. You're kind of, you know, trapped in this home. You know, say a prayer together, say a rosary together, sit and enjoy Holy Spirit radio.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And so, and the other piece to it is the one thing about the snow tomorrow, it's supposed to be very heavy snow.
Yeah.
And it's also supposed to come down very quickly. Okay. You know, what's fascinating, I'm sitting here in short sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be very warm today. Mm-hmm. Normally you'd say, oh, you know, the ground's going to be warm. It's not going to stick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're saying this is going to come down so fast that it won't even have time to melt, even if the ground is warm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to allow it to build up very quickly. So the speed of which this is going to come down. So ultimately, safety is the number one priority that people should have in these situations.
Agree.
And truthfully, enjoy it. It's part of the beauty that Jesus, that God brings to us.
Right. Right.
You know, this beauty, we don't always see it as beauty. We see it as interfering with our life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, it is beautiful.
Well, and if you think of it, Frank and Gare, we haven't had a lot of snow.
No.
I mean, if we're a positive morning show, we want you to be careful, be cautious. This may be the, you know, maybe if we get 6 inches of snow, and that might be it for the rest of the year.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Now that you said it, we're going to get a blizzard
tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Well, I have it on good authority from the groundhog.
Yeah, you do.
I was texting you with him.
You found the right groundhog that would tell us that it's now spring?
Yeah, I think he would. But
I want to know how can a groundhog text? That's what I want to know. It's a little tough for the little
claws. You hire somebody.
The claws, right? Yeah, that's right.
He has people.
He's big time, right?
Yes. He can afford it. All right.
Yeah, but so a great decision. This gives us a chance to replay one of our favorite broadcasts. Something different, something out of the ordinary, the live music.
Exactly. I think it's the best aspect to featuring music on the show is when we have these opportunities to bring in live musicians. And Teresa is just a fantastic person to work with, and she's just fun to listen
local.
To. And she's local. She is a field. It's one of the beautiful parts to the show, you know, having someone local like that.
And I real quickly, you were instrumental in kind of bringing her in because you and your wife, I believe,
it was my wife that found her online and was just like, wow, blown away by her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opportunity to have her in the show is, you know, imperative. But, you know, ultimately, just have fun tomorrow and enjoy it.
And God willing, we will be back on Friday with our regularly scheduled program.
Exactly.
Dan Burke is going to be here and Tony Agnese, so we've got a doubleheader on Friday. So I just want to let you know that. So, Frank, thanks for talking about that. Wanted to let you know that before tomorrow came and you said, wait a minute, where are these guys? They don't sound live.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here, but we won't be here.
Do we sound live often?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
I'm just kidding.
And following up on that weather, Frank mentioned it's going to be warm today. Today, partly sunny with a high near 64.
Wow.
I know.
I thought about wearing shorts.
I know.
I really debated coming in shorts, but it just seems so wrong when there's snow coming tomorrow.
But every part of me, as you know, even this morning it was warm out, every part of me is saying, nah, it can't snow. But there's no getting around this forecast.
No.
It's going to be here, and it's going to be tough. So we will do an encore program presentation tomorrow. We will not be here live in the studio. Very briefly, before I read the gospel, I want to do the sports rundown.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Villanova emerged victorious over Georgetown. Interesting. I heard the Georgetown bus got in an accident.
I was just about to bring that up. The bus on the way up on 95 had a pretty bad accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, prayers go out to the people that were impacted by that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's another vehicle involved, and I think some of those individuals are in the hospital.
Oh.
So prayers go out to them.
Mm-hmm. But Villanova, definitely. So Villanova held off 75-64 over Georgetown. St. Joe's won last night. No, actually, St. Joe's lost last night. I'm sorry, to Dayton, 77-70. Temple is going to play SMU on Thursday at 9 p.m. at the Leocoris Center.
The Sixers. With the weather?
Well, I mean, that's the tentative plan.
Good
point. It's scheduled. The Sixers are playing tonight against San Antonio, and the Flyers play tomorrow against the New York Islanders.
Mm. Okay.
And remember that date, spring training, pitchers and catchers report, February the 13th.
I was so close to wearing my Phillies jersey today.
I know. There's just something about that. You know, I don't care how the team does. There is something special about spring training.
Exactly. Well, you start to feel alive. You start to feel, you know, you get out of being cooped up because of winter.
Oh, yeah.
And you look forward to getting out and about.
Exactly.
Now, personally, I'm not a big major league fan. I love minor leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I look forward to this every year.
Me too. Frank, stick around. I want to read the gospel. I think both of you guys are going to appreciate this gospel today. It's a very powerful message. It comes from Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within."
Wow.
"And they defile." Very, very important message. Mm. And here's the deal. I think it's really clear what Jesus is saying. Mm-hmm. We've got to be careful that we're not just going through the motions.
Exactly.
For years, I went to Mass every week. I thought, oh, man, I'm a great Catholic. But yet, I wasn't living my faith at all. Mm-hmm. It's what's inside, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what you're doing, how you're... what you're feeling, what you're thinking inside, because that affects what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So often people, you know, say one thing and then mm-hmm. do something completely different.
Exactly.
You know, we see it all the time.
I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, we all are.
As someone who speaks about this, I'm in public ministry. I go out and I speak, I spread the good news. There are a lot of times when I'm speaking about loving my neighbor and I'm thinking, man, I need to get better at that. Right? I mean, it's a process
we
for all of us.
I was going to say real people. Quickly, that's why it might take us, excuse me, some of us a lifetime. Look at all those that are negative. Mm-hmm. And if we truly face them, you know, it's a chore.
I mean,
we got to work every day.
We do. And just briefly before we go to break, I was talking to Dan.
But with God, the grace of God.
Right. I was talking to Dan Burke last night, who does our Friday Into the Deep segment. And I said, Dan, you don't have any idea how much your segment is helping me, your segment on prayer. You know, there's an internal component to what we do here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a public service here by talking about the gospel on the air. But we're affected by it, too. So we thank you for all your support, for listening, and remember that it's what goes inside, what goes on inside that really counts. When we come back, it's time for the Did You Know segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 8th. Today we celebrate St. Josephine Bakhita. Born to a wealthy Sudanese family in 1869, Josephine was kidnapped at age 9 by slave traders who gave her the name Bakhita, meaning lucky. Over the next decade, the girl was sold several times and forced to endure repeated humiliations and beatings. Eventually, a public servant bought Bakhita and turned her over to a family in Italy where slavery was illegal. Employed as a nanny, Bakhita became acquainted with the Catholic faith as she accompanied her young charge to religious education classes. She took the name Josephine at her baptism in 1890. Several years later, she joined the Daughters of Charity, also known as the Canossian Sisters, in Italy. Known for her gentle presence and her willingness to undertake any task, Josephine worked quietly as cook, seamstress, and doorkeeper. Later in life, she became a noted speaker who raised funds to support the missionary efforts of her religious community. Josephine's final years were marked by pain and sickness. After her death in 1947, thousands came to pay their respects to the former slave. At her canonization in 2000, Pope John Paul II called Josephine Bakhita a woman of heroic goodness. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day. Whoa!
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello.
my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief.
Wake you up, won't it? That's Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West. I'm Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us, for letting us be able to start your morning along with you. Now, I just want to reiterate, that's a big word, Dave, but I'm starting to use big words. You are rubbing off on me.
Oh, wow.
Just to reiterate, we're going to take the day off tomorrow because of the impending snow, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And we're going to do a best of show. We replay the program with Teresa Peterson, who was a local singer-songwriter. Great show.
Yeah.
She's going to be singing in the studio. So we're going to replay that episode tomorrow.
That sounds like a good one, Gary.
And then the plan is to be back on Friday with Dan Burke and Tony Agnese. A couple of things that came to mind that people have been asking me about. As you probably know, I speak around the country about the good news. I go out and I speak around the country. But I'm doing a lot of several talks in the local area in the near future. You can check out my complete schedule at followingthetruth.com, which is my website. But a couple of highlights that I do want to point out. Next Wednesday, February the 16th, that is Wednesday, correct, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I will be at St. Rose of Lima Parish in North Wales giving a talk from Fear to Faith. It's at 7:30. Stop on by. There is no admission. I'll have all my books available. I'll be there, so I hope to get to see you. And then on...
Where's that?
North Wales. Right around the corner, actually.
Okay. Thank you,
St. Rose of Lima. And I'll also put a link on spiritinthemorning.com to these upcoming appearances. March the 4th, the whole gang from Spirit in the Morning will be at St. Joseph's University for Man Up Philly. We're going to be broadcasting live that morning.
Wow. Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Extended program.
Yeah.
So, do we know how many hours that extension is going to be?
Oh, wait a minute. My daughter just told me it's next Thursday. She texted me February the 16th.
Okay.
So that's good. Good. Okay. Elizabeth, thank you for listening. Okay. Dave Parker, you need to pay more attention. Anyway, what did you ask me, Dave? I'm sorry. I'm busy texting my daughter here.
I forgot. All right.
All right, let's get back.
About extended the hours. How many hours are we?
We're not sure yet, but it's going to be a long time. As long as we can.
Well, I think it's going to be great, though.
It's going to be fun.
We're setting up so we can interact with the attendees.
That's right. And the next day, March the 5th, I'll be speaking at Sacred Heart Parish in Riverton, New Jersey. And that same night, I'll be heading over to Holy Eucharist Parish in Cherry Hill to launch a 3-day parish mission. March the 19th. I'll be starting a parish mission at Holy Family Parish over in Sewell, New Jersey. And then March the 26th, 3-day parish mission at St. Robert Bellarmine right here in Warrington. So I'll keep you posted as we get closer. But if you would like me to speak at your parish, I would love to do that. Stay tuned for more information. If you want to check out my whole schedule, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Dave Parker, it's time to challenge you with
I better focus on
with
this
Did You Know segment.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is one of my favorite segments because I have all the answers, so this is easy for me.
Yeah, really.
Okay, Dave Parker, did you know that the average person spends 6 months of their lifetime waiting on a red light to turn green?
Wow.
6 months of
That's
your
all?
Life. Yeah, I know. It seems like...
I know that? I'd heard similar... reports or studies about that, but that's about right. Maybe DC, maybe
that's
LA.
That's interesting. I wonder if that
might be a little bit longer. I mean,
right.
But again, that's an average.
That's
so.
Right, an average number.
Okay.
I love the way you take this so seriously, Dave. You don't just accept these facts. Provide the analysis.
Really. We go deep, folks.
All right, here we go. Dave, let's see if you know this one. The largest recorded snowflake. Now, this is topical.
Wait,
right?
The largest recorded snowflake?
That's right. And it was, I'll tell you where it was recorded. I'll make this easy for you. It was recorded, the largest recorded snowflake was in Keogh, Montana during the year 1887. So this was shortly before you were born. How large do you think the largest recorded snowflake was? What would your guess be?
Especially in Montana, I would say maybe a foot and a half in diameter.
Man. 15 inches wide.
Wow.
That's pretty good, Dave.
Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I didn't think you were going to get... Okay, a 15-inch snowfall, a snowflake, that's amazing. Here's one that makes me feel happy. You burn more calories sleeping than you do watching television.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting,
isn't
it?
Yeah. What came to mind was we toss and turn more. We move, although we don't know it because if we're in a good sleep, but a deep REM sleep. We toss and turn a lot.
Yeah, so I never thought about the fact that I'm burning calories while I'm sleeping.
Well, I had another thought. Well, maybe this past election I was more animated at the TV. But anyways, that's a different story.
You're very political today, Dave. How much do you know about southern sea otters? I know you're familiar with the northern sea otters, but the southern ones not so much.
Yeah.
Did you know, Dave? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even wait for you to answer.
I've heard of them.
Did you know, Dave, that southern sea otters have flaps of skin under their forelegs that act as pockets? When diving, they use these as pouches to store rocks and food.
Wow.
So,
I did not know that. I did not know that.
So they have flaps of skin under their forelegs. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I have something in common with southern sea otters.
just think of in terms of God's creation, I mean, how we... And the formation of that particular animal.
It seriously is amazing. Yeah,
yes, it is.
That happens so many times.
Yes.
Okay, in 1386, Dave Parker, did you know that a pig in France was executed by public hanging for the murder of a child?
No.
Look, I don't analyze these facts. I just read them as they
I was going to say, how about his defense team? I mean, must they fail? Come on. He ended up as bacon?
One in every five adults believe that aliens are hiding in our planet disguised as humans.
Say that again, Gare. I'm looking at you.
One in five adults believe that aliens are hiding in our planet. Why are you looking at me funny, Dave?
I know.
Okay.
No, I did not. I've heard stories like that. I don't know that specific statistic.
All right. How about this one? What would you guess would be the weight of a single cloud?
Ooh, okay.
An approximate. I mean, you don't have to be exact. I won't hold you to it. You're pretty close.
In terms of pounds?
In terms of just pounds.
Okay. Pounds.
Don't spend too much time.
A trillion pounds.
Well, actually, you're getting, it's actually a million pounds, more than a million pounds.
I was going to say that
but
first.
I wouldn't think that a cloud is heavy. I don't know why I wouldn't think that, but clouds could weigh more than a million pounds. All right.
We'll try and get one corralled. I mean, that's tough.
I don't know if I should read
to
this
weigh
one.
It. How do you weigh a cloud?
You want me to read this one?
Go ahead. Yeah, well, it's up to you.
I don't know. We try to be positive here. A human will eat, on average, 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders while sleeping.
I don't know. While sleeping, that can't be every night. Well, not in the winter.
No, not every night.
Well, while sleeping.
On average. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay,
Now, here's an interesting one.
The netting in their bungalow is shredded.
That's true, and this is, I guess,
depends
humans
on where
are
you
around
live.
The world, right?
Yeah, average.
Here's an interesting fact. James Buchanan, the 15th U.S. president, continuously bought slaves with his own money. Now, that sounds a little shady, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In order to free them.
Oh.
Very interesting fact.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
So he was doing that in order to free them.
That was very altruistic of him.
The average person walks the equivalent of 3 times around the world in a lifetime.
Really?
That's what it says.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of interesting, isn't it?
That's a good stat.
All right. If green, I just gave this away. I'm just going to tell you now because I just blew it. Coca-Cola would be green if coloring wasn't added to it.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Oh.
My wife Eileen's going to love that because she's a big Coca-Cola fan.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Dave, did you know that you cannot snore and dream at the same time?
I think I've read that too, but I think I defy that sometime. I don't know. That's a bad one. Sorry.
All right.
Go ahead.
How much percentage of the world's population would you think is left-handed? Percentage.
I would say probably a quarter.
Pretty close. 10%.
10%.
10% of the world's population is left-handed. The world's oldest piece of chewing gum is over 9,000 years old. I don't know where that fact comes from. I don't know how they can tell that, but...
I was going to say a brand name. Never mind. Okay, I didn't...
And how about this? For a final fact, men are 6 times more likely to be struck by lightning than women.
Wow. Is that payback?
I'm just wondering if that has to do with our intelligence. We're more likely to say, oh, it's not bad.
I'm tough. I can take it. Zap.
So anyway, what'd you think of the Did You Know segment?
I loved it. I love it when we do this.
It's fun.
It kind of breaks it up. You know?
Some of these facts are fun. Now, I can't vouch for the accuracy of them.
I want to flip the table at some point. And I'll do. Hey Gary, did you know?
I was you would say that. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm up for
how
it.
How long it take me to think of that?
Hopefully, he'll forget by the next time we do it. But anyway, thank you for listening to the program. We're going to get serious when we come back. Lisa Duffy will be joining us. We'll talk about the very real. I'm sorry. If only you knew what went on behind the scenes. But we're going to talk about Catholics and divorce, a very serious problem. When we come back on Spirit in the Morning. Thank you.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A federal appeals court will decide, maybe as early as today, whether to reinstate President Donald Trump's travel ban affecting 7 predominantly Muslim countries. A 3-judge panel in San Francisco hammered away at the administration's motivations for the ban, but the judges also directed pointed questions to an attorney for 2 states trying to overturn it. The Senate has been pulling yet another all-nighter. This time, it's working toward confirming President Trump's close ally, Senator Jeff Sessions, to become Attorney General. Despite harsh criticism from Democrats, the Alabama Republican appears headed for confirmation this evening by a nearly party-line vote. Meanwhile, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is vowing to be a tireless advocate for all students. She was confirmed by the slimmest margin possible as Vice President Mike Pence broke a 50-50 Senate tie. DeVos faced criticism for her lack of experience with public schools and some stumbles during her confirmation hearing. And on this feast of St. Josephine Paquita, who was a slave, Pope Francis has appealed for an end to human trafficking. Today marks the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking. This year, the focus is particularly on exploited children and adolescents. The Pope said today, quote, "I urge all those in government positions to combat this scourge with firmness, giving voice to our younger brothers and sisters who have been wounded in their dignity. All efforts must be made to eradicate this shameful and intolerable crime," end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
During the early 1940s, celebrity publicist Jane Harris started seeking work that she felt was more in line with what God wanted her to do. One day, she read a newspaper ad encouraging writers who believed that one person could change the world to contact a man named James Keller. Harris had lost her youthful idealism and wrote an angry letter to James Keller, challenging him to tell her exactly how he proposed to do that. Well, she soon received a letter from Father James Keller, founder of the Christophers, asking to meet with her. She didn't realize he was a priest, and she felt mortified by the error. However, Father Keller didn't mind. He hired Harris, making her one of the first ever Christopher employees. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Bring your brokenness and I'll bring
That was Francesca Battistelli with If We're Honest. Boy, that is a powerful song. You talk about brokenness. So many times we are broken by various events that happen to us in our lives. We can find our relief, our comfort in the Lord. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Current time right now is 7:35. I'm very pleased to have Lisa Duffy on the show with us today. Lisa is a Catholic author, speaker, blogger for the Catholic Match Institute. She's originally a Southern California native, and she overcame a painful divorce and annulment. She remarried in the church, and now she helps other divorced Catholics find hope and healing. And she has over 20 years of experience ministering to those who have been wounded by divorce. Lisa, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Gary, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's a treat to talk to you.
Likewise. This is a tough topic, Lisa. Typically, we try to stay really positive on this show, and I think that even though this is a tough topic, it can be, there's a positive side to this, and you are living proof that you can recover from a divorce. And no matter how much pain and suffering you may be going through, there is hope.
Well, you're absolutely right. And praise God for, you know, using my brokenness and my suffering to help other people. I'm constantly amazed that he has been so good to me. And I think that is a great, very positive message to send out to anyone who's listening who might be going through a divorce or suffering the effects of divorce in the years afterward. It's a very unfortunate reality that we have, that so many people are divorced, many of them Catholics. But I think that I do what I do because I want to spread that message of hope. Divorce is not the end of your life or your future. God still has great things in store for you. So, you know, we need to get to the work of healing and finding out what new direction God has for us.
Lisa, I have to commend you for being as honest as you are. I'm sure it has been difficult, but you are helping so many people by doing that. I want to talk about your book, A Road to Healing, Daily Reflections for Divorced Catholics. But before I do, could you just share some of the consequences that go along with a divorce?
Well, there are so many. Unfortunately, you know, again, this is a very complex situation. Yeah. When one spouse leaves another, it tears apart the family.
Oh, yeah.
And there's rejection on so many levels. And often there's a social rejection. People don't understand what's happened and they shy away.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a very, very lonely time. So, you know, especially approaching Valentine's Day, it's a tough time.
Yeah, and I would think that for a Catholic, there are additional complications. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and, you know, I'll give you my own personal example. Yeah. I was raised a traditional cradle Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I knew divorce was wrong, but the state laws ensured that it was going to happen no matter what.
Wow.
So there was an automatic sense of guilt and shame. Even though I fought for my marriage, I felt like an outcast in the church, and that's certainly a complication for Catholics.
Yeah, it really is. And oftentimes I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would say many Catholics don't understand the church teaching on divorce, thinking that once you get divorced, you can't receive the sacraments anymore. That is not true.
You're absolutely right. It's not true. They are welcome and encouraged to attend attend Mass, receive sacraments, and, you know, be part of parish life. I think one thing that gets confused with people who are divorced is, you know, what separates us from the sacraments is being outside the state of grace or being in a state of mortal sin.
Right.
And that applies to everyone. So if you happen to have a civil divorce decree, but you are in a state of grace, please come. Please receive the sacraments.
Yeah, because you need that grace, right? I mean, certainly you're in a position where we all need the grace, but especially if you're dealing with something so difficult and you're broken, you need the Lord's grace given to you through the sacraments.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Lisa, in the preface of your book, which, by the way, I think this is a tremendous book, even though I'm not somebody who has experienced divorce, this book, A Road to Healing, Daily Reflections for Divorced Catholics, this book touched me deeply because as you may know, I'm somebody who has always dealt with anxiety, and a lot of my ministry involves reaching out to those who are discouraged, who are feeling hopeless. This book is very, very helpful. So thank you for writing it.
Oh, well, my pleasure. And I have to say, I very much enjoyed your talks on anxiety. So it's kind of, you know, it's beneficial for both of us.
Well, thank you for saying that. In the preface of your book, you talk about your divorce, and you say that you searched for books or support groups to help you, but there was little to find, and nothing would help me stay close to my faith. So this book was born out of the sufferings and joy that you experienced. And Lisa, I really was touched by what you said here. You spent countless hours in the Adoration Chapel before the Blessed Sacrament asking the Lord what you should write in this book.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason why I did that was because I didn't want it to be just the musings of Lisa Duffy. I mean, mm-hmm. Who really cares about that? I knew how much I had suffered and how it was only God's grace that got me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. So why not tap into that? You know, why not go to him first and say, what do you want to say? What do you want them to know? And that was, I just really wanted that to be the focus of the book.
And it really comes through. The message is powerful. And again, the book we're talking about is A Road to Healing, Daily Reflections for Divorced Catholics by Lisa Duffy. Lisa, if you would indulge me here, let me just read something from day one, because I think this is such a powerful message. And I'm going to ask you to elaborate a little bit on that, because I know somebody who's listening today needs to hear this message.
Okay.
And you write in the book, never give up hope. Boy, right there, somebody needs to hear that. You go on to say, your life is difficult now, and the suffering may seem endless, but it won't always be this way. This is only one period of your life, and things will change for the better. You have a scripture quote from Ecclesiastes to support that. What would you say to that person, Lisa, who is experiencing this hopeless feeling right now?
I would say, I know how dark it is for you. I know how dismal it can seem, and how it might feel like you will never, ever be happy again. But if you are faithful to God, he will use your circumstances for your good, and he will lead you out of this suffering in his good time. And you will be a stronger, wiser, more loving person because of what has happened. That's a personal guarantee I can make, because that's what God did for me.
And that's why your testimony is so powerful, because you lived through it. Now you're happily married. You have three children, is that correct?
Correct.
So, I mean, God can bring good out of any evil. And in fact, your next, I'm not going to read all these. I would love to, because these are so good, but your very next meditation for the next day, and again, I highly recommend this book, you talk about the fact that God can always bring good out of any evil that happens, because it's his specialty. I love the way you phrase that, but it is, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's a truth that we need to hold on to, because God is always faithful. And even, you know, divorce is so devastating, I just can't even put it into words,
right. That
it can make you believe there's no hope. Mm. You can just look out and say, I'll never recover from this. I don't know how. But it is possible, and God's grace will bring you through. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think the evil one gets in our head, and he wants to convince us that it is hopeless, but it's not.
Well, of course, you know, he wants to use those circumstances to drag our souls to where he is. And we have to fight against that, there's no question. And we have to shield ourselves from the world, or the culture of divorce, as I put it. You know, the people who are elated that you are now free and come live this indulgent lifestyle, and that will heal you. And there's no such thing. You must be faithful to God. That's where the healing is.
And he will get you through this, right? That's
absolutely
the message. He will get you through this. And would you agree that, and this is what I like about the book, one day at a time is the best approach. Just make it through today.
Yes. Again, in my personal experience, in those first days and weeks after my ex-spouse had left, I know it sounds cliched, mm-hmm. but I had to learn how to breathe again. Mm. I had to learn how to put one foot in front of the other, get in front of that mirror and pull myself together in the morning so I could go to work. And sometimes it's not just day by day, it's hour by hour.
Mm.
Just getting through, you have to take it that small. in those early days. So, you know, it's this new normal is something that is incredibly difficult to adjust to. So I just wanted to give people all the support and help that I could.
Well, you're doing a great job with that. And Lisa, I have to reveal something about myself. I'm a little bit sneaky sometimes. And what I like to do is if I have a really good guest on the air, I like to ask them on the air if they will come back again to put all the pressure on you. I would love to have you come back on the show because we just have about a minute left. Would you be able to do that?
I would love to. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. This is just so powerful. We've just scratched the surface because I know people are out there. They're feeling hopeless, and they need to hear this message. Lisa, can I ask you, where is the best place to, number one, get the book and to follow you online?
LisaDuffy.com.
Okay, great. We're going to have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Lisa, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you, Gary.
God bless you. Lisa Duffy joining us to talk about the very painful topic of divorce. But the good news is that there is hope. That's the message. Wow, that was a powerful testimony.
It was.
Wasn't that powerful, Dave?
Yeah, very powerful.
We have to get her back on the show again. And again, you can follow her at lisaduffy.com. We'll have that link at Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. You know the deal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Save you, make me holy thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are.
I surrender all, Jesus. That's casting crowns. I'll tell you, that is the secret. If you're looking for peace in your life, and it's not easy to do, it's not easy to do, but if you surrender everything to him, you're going to be more peaceful. I think it's a daily process. As our last guest, Lisa Duffy, was saying, sometimes it's a minute-by-minute or an hour-by-hour process. Lord, I give you this. And I would suggest you do that today with whatever you're struggling with in your life. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, and it is 7:50 and time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today, here's what we have from Colossians 3:2. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Easier said than done sometimes, because you're going to have challenges in your life. You will have difficulties and problems that you face today and each day of your life. But the key is, and that's one of the things we try to do here, the key is to keep one eye on the Lord and realize that all of your problems, no matter how bad they are temporary. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they're not going to die with you. When you die, your problems die with you. I should say they're not going to go with you when you die. Your problems will die when you die. You just have to get through it. So keep focused on the Lord. Talk to him. Read some scripture, hang out with us each day, and we're going to try to lift you up to the best of our ability. That's what we try to do here on Spirit in the Morning. And in fact, if you keep your radio tuned to Holy Spirit Radio, or you listen online at holyspiritradio.org, you're going to get that inspiration that you need. You're going to get reality. This is what I would like to call reality radio. The world's going to tell you one thing, that, oh, you people who believe in God, you're not being realistic. No. We're not being realistic when we ignore God, when we ignore his presence in our life. So we need to acknowledge that he's there. He's there whether we acknowledge him or not. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be peaceful and if you want to follow him, you have to recognize his presence in your life. And yes, he cares about whatever you go through. You might think your problems are insignificant. They're not. Because God loves you. He loves you, he cares about you, and he can always bring good out of any evil you may experience.
I was going to say, Gary, very well said, but it's reality but based in the eternal truth.
Correct.
Of love from Christ.
Correct.
Francis, yesterday had a tweet, actually, which fits really well with this. Being a believer means learning to see with eyes of faith.
Whoa.
I thought it was an incredible tweet and thought I'd bring it in.
I'm glad you did, Frank. And that is a challenge for us because from an early age, we're taught to believe what we see and what we can feel, you know, our senses. Our senses guide us. But faith is a different story sometimes.
That is correct.
Sometimes it might look bleak. It might feel bleak. But the eyes of faith help us to realize there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be challenging sometimes, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring you hope. I just want to point out a quick programming note. In the weeks to come, we've got lots of great guests lined up for you. Danielle Bean will be here next week. She is the editor of Catholic Digest. She does a lot of great work, blogging, writing, speaking. Megan Coakley will be here. She is the director of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She'll be here next week, as well as Lisa Hendy. Coming up the following week, Sister Ann Shields will be joining us. One of your favorites,
yeah,
Frank.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to that one.
And she's on the air every day on Holy Spirit Radio.
Exactly, during our 3 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Right. Greg Popcheck will be back with us. Dr. Ted Shree, a very popular speaker and author, will be joining us, as well as Jimmy Akin from Catholic Answers.
Another great one.
So we've got
Barbara really likes Jimmy Akin.
Jimmy Akin is, he has been instrumental in my journey.
And millions of others.
Oh, yeah. He has a new book out that is phenomenal, so we're going to have him on the show. So we got lots of good things coming up. Frank, I think you had a couple of programming notes that you wanted to talk about.
For those that missed Franciscan University Presents, which we replayed with Archbishop Chaput yesterday at 4 o'clock, we're going to replay it again Sunday at 2.
Yeah, it was very powerful. I happened to listen to, I'd say most of it yesterday, and it's well worth listening to it again. I'm going to look for it on either on YouTube or whatever that their website.
Oh, be on EWTN as well.
EWTN, yes.
Be on the radio Sunday at 2 o'clock.
But what he was, the bottom line for me, several bottom lines, but talking about, you know, how 20% of us Catholics attend Mass on a regular basis, and that there's a whole 80% is a lot of folks that are just not showing up.
Exactly.
And they went into, you know, we have to evolve. We have to change to meet the new demands of of the 21st century Catholicism.
And a lot of times we sit there and say, but this is the way it was. You need to do this. You know, damn you if you don't. And I think there's ways to reach people
besides saying you're damned. I think there's ways to reach them through music. I think we do that in this show. There's ways to reach them in who they are and show them the power. Mm-hmm. There's also ways to reach them in actions that we do.
That's right.
How we treat people, how we go about living life. And so I think there's a lot of things there. So I think that there's ways we can bring people into the faith.
You know what's really neat? A lot of times we'll say, oh, our priests or our deacons, they need to preach more about this so that people will come back to church. Well, guess what? If they're not in church, they're not going to hear the preaching. But we here at Catholic Radio, we have an advantage. You don't have to be in church to hear us. Yeah. And we are reaching, you know, you have heard personal testimonies. In fact, our own Deacon Rich Napoli is an example of someone who was an atheist.
Exactly.
And through Catholic Radio became, not only it went through a great conversion, but he is now an ordained deacon.
That is correct.
I had that very thought, Gare, you know, listening to this yesterday, that what an impact we can have and we are having. So we're very blessed to do this.
We are.
So.
And we have fun doing it. You know, today we were testing these wireless headphones. And the reason
what a great idea, Frank. We're so much more mobile.
Well, and the reason behind it is we have Man Up Philly, where we're going to broadcast for a number of hours during. And we have wireless mics. We want to be able to go out in the audience. Mm-hmm. And in order to go out in the audience, you need headphones.
Yeah.
So we have wireless headphones that we're actually testing today. But one of the things people missed earlier is they fell off Dave's head, and he went down to pick them up. And I was sitting in the other room where we have glass, and you can see in. And he reached down to pick them up, put them back on his head, lifts right up and right into the microphone.
So that's what that was.
Yeah, remember that thud you heard earlier in the program? That was Dave Parker's head.
I have a head print out over the airwaves.
So, you know, I almost fell over laughing when I saw it. But, you know, it was one of those things.
Gary,
like, we're evolving and testing these things to bring new ways to kind of bring faith. And so that way we are at live events. We can involve people in the audience. We can involve people around us. You know, this is the purpose behind it, but it's also a big part of the show.
And just a quick thing, Gary, you had all you could do to contain yourself. He was laughing, but speaking well.
I was trying my best. I find this whole experience very entertaining sometimes. Yeah. And I still say, Frank, we need to put this on YouTube.
Well, you should have saw it from that that room over there. It was even better.
We do have fun here. Let's conclude with our prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Savior, hear our morning prayer. Help us to follow the light and live the truth. In you we have been born again as sons and daughters of light. May we be your witnesses before all the world. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, we will have a repeat broadcast tomorrow. Be careful, because the snow is coming. God willing, we will be back live in the studio on Friday. It's been a pleasure to be with us. Remember, wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time.